And welcome back, everybody. I'm Robert Breaker, missionary evangelist to the English and Spanish speaking people. And it's a new year. Can you believe it? It's already a new year. It's 2023. Hard to believe that we're already in a new year. And I never thought we would have gotten this far. Amen. But I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us this year, 2023. I want to preach a message to you as you're turning over to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. I want to bring you a message for the new year. I've done this a lot over the last couple of years. Whenever a new year comes in, I've always tried to do a sermon on, well, what's going to happen this year? And I'm kind of excited about New Year's because it's another opportunity. That's how we should look at every new year, as an opportunity to do something for the Lord. So I see a new year come in and I say, wow, what can we do for the Lord this year? And can this be the year that the Lord comes? Perhaps. Wouldn't that be great? Some people look at it like this. Oh boy, another year, another day closer to death. That's not exactly how we're supposed to be looking at it, because that discourages us. We need to be encouraged. So I want to encourage you today with this message, but I also want to look at what could happen this year. Now, I'm not a prophet, so I'm not going to stand up here and say, thus saith the Lord in 2023, this, and that, and the other thing's going to happen. I can't do that because I don't know what's going to happen in this year. But what I can do is bring to you some possibilities, some ideas of what if this happened in this year? And ask the question, would you be prepared for what's coming? I think a lot of these things are coming according to the Bible. Could be this year, could be next year. But whatever, the question is this, are you ready? Are you ready? So I want to preach a message to you today entitled, what are you going to see in 2023? And I think that's a good question. What are you going to see in 2023? Go to Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1 though. And the Bible says here, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We can't boast. We can't run around and say, well, in this year I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. We don't know if you can do that, because we don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of times we get ahead of ourselves, and sometimes we get ahead of God. And we make up in our minds, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And, you know, you can only do what you can do. And sometimes things happen, whether they be good or bad. And sometimes those things happen that change things. We've seen this over the last 2 years. We've seen some changes. And some things that I had planned to do a couple years ago, I can't do anymore. Plans have changed because times have changed. So what's going to happen in 2023? What are you going to see in 2023? Well, the year has started already, and look at what we've already seen. We've already seen something that left the world shocked. We've already seen something that is already making people in the world think about, wow, you know, tomorrow is not promised. Something could happen at any moment that could change everything. Wow, what if that could happen to me? What am I talking about? Well, if you watch football, and I really don't care if you do or you don't, but if you watch football, on January 2nd, there was a football game. And a man named Damar Hamlin, who was only 24 years old, on live TV fell over with a heart attack. And they had to come out, and I think they said it was something like 9 minutes they had to do CPR to try to bring him back. This left many people dumbfounded. And I can't tell you how many times I heard people say, well, we've never seen this before. Well, what is this? This isn't normal. Something strange is happening. What's going on? And I tried to watch the news. I tried to watch some of these sports channels. I tried to watch clips of some of the announcers and how they were just dumbfounded. And they say, wow, it really makes you think, doesn't it? And what does it make you think about? Well, it makes you think about death. Do you realize death could come for anybody? Sometimes when a year ends and a new year begins, I like to go to those videos on YouTube and look for who died in that last year. And it surprised me this year who died, people that we know. And so this year we're already seeing, well, as a matter of fact, the Pope died. Is that interesting? Is that anything to do with biblical prophecy and things that are to come? The second Pope, now they have a new Pope, but remember there were two Popes at one time. And this one recently just passed away. Now the Jesuit Pope is in power. But we saw a young man, 24 years old, and many people were stopping and thinking about death. And wow, it really makes you think, doesn't it? And now they're doing the job of the preacher, because that's what we who are preachers are supposed to do. We're supposed to be saying, hey, have you thought about it? Have you thought about what happens after life? Are you prepared for the afterlife? Because, you know, it could come at any moment. Any time could be your last breath. Have you prepared for what comes next? Now, some people say, well, I don't believe anything comes next. And other people go, well, I don't know what comes next. Well, how about you read the Bible and find out? Because it could be true, and it is, I believe, as a Christian. But if it's true, it tells you how to be prepared for what comes after you die. Now, all the world is praying for Damar Hamlin, and we're hoping that he is better. And we're wondering what caused his heart to stop. And people are just saying, this is not what happens. All these years before of sports, we never saw anything like this. All of a sudden, this? What is this? What caused that? Well, look into that, find out. But has it made you think? A lot of people in America and around the world are beginning to think, wow, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Wow, something bad might happen any time. And it makes us give pause for a moment and think about preparation. Preparation. Do you think like this? Do you think, hey, I need to be prepared? Prepared for what? Well, first and foremost, for the afterlife. Are you prepared to die because you know what will happen after and you know where you're going? You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. The Bible teaches that the reason we die, and this has really made us think about death, the reason we die is because of sin. Because of Adam's sin and Eve's sin. But also because of our sin. Every one of us, the Bible says, is a sinner. And because of our sin, we're all going to go someday. Have you thought about that? The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Are you prepared for the judgment? Have you thought about how to prepare for that coming judgment? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to stand before God and give account of what you've done in this life? Are you ready to be judged? Are you ready spiritually? Now that's spiritually. How about this? Are you ready physically? Are you ready for what's coming to this world? I don't know what's going to happen in 2023, but I'm looking at what's already happened in 2022 and 2021 and 2020 and 2019. And I want to look on the bright side and hope it's all better. But with everything we've seen already, part of me thinks, boy, it could be way worse. Everything we've seen thus far could be just a cakewalk compared to what's coming. And what exactly is coming? I don't know. But I think it might not be good. Well, we're in Proverbs 27. Turn to verse 12 for me. And what I have on my heart for you today is this word, prepare. Are you prepared for 2023? Prepare yourself. Get prepared for whatever might happen. Have a contingency plan. Realize, hey, something bad could take place like it did to this poor young man, this football player. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for that? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 12, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. I don't want to be one of those simple ones that's punished. I want to be prudent, and I want to be able to prepare and look at the world and say, wow, look at the way it's headed. Wow, if it was that bad back then, here's a new year. I think it's going to get worse. I want to prepare for that. And I want to be able to go through that, number one, with the Lord, but number two, with the right heart, the right spirit, the right motive, and be prepared for it so it doesn't catch me off guard. A lot of people have been caught off guard the last couple of years. Now we're starting to wake up and realize, wow, things are coming. I heard the other day there's a new term that they're coming out with. Every so often they make up words and they come out with new terms that we've never heard before. And then they get into the mainstream and now everybody uses that same term. Do you know what the term I heard was? Polycrisis. Poly means many. Crisis is something horrible. And this is going to be a new term that we're going to hear more and more of. It's a polycrisis. It's a polycrisis. Why? It's this crisis here with this crisis over here with this crisis here. And it just seems like the sky is falling and all these bad things are happening all at the same time. Why is it? Well, I'll tell you why it is. It's called judgment. I believe it's the judgment of God on the world for its sin, most likely. But also we're seeing some evil in the world as well because of Satan and his wanting to hurt people. But we're also in the end times when we're about to see some really bad stuff. But of course the rapture's coming, the Bible says, for those that are saved. And we're not going to see the worst of it. The worst of it will be after the rapture in the tribulation time. But we're starting to see some stuff today. Let me show you this. Go to Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, we read these words. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 through 8. Now, remember, Jesus Christ said he came only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So as you're reading Matthew 24, this is Jesus giving the kingdom message to these Jewish disciples about what's going to happen before he brings in his kingdom. Okay? A lot of people try to go here and try to pick the rapture out of this. No, a lot of this is about Armageddon and Jesus returning the second time at the second coming. See, first coming of Jesus Christ, he came twice. Born, then he died, buried, rose again. After he rose again, he came back. Second time. Was here for a short time, then went up in heaven in Acts chapter 1. So two parts to the first coming of Christ. Second coming of Christ is in two parts. He comes in the clouds, brings us out at the rapture. Then he goes back up. Then there's the judgment seat of Christ. Then he comes back down at Armageddon. That's the second part of the second coming. So there's two parts to the first coming, two parts to the second coming. Very important that you rightly divide the word of truth, that you understand dispensations, and that you read the Bible correctly. Okay? But when we go to Matthew chapter 24, here we have the disciples asking Jesus about something. And a lot of people don't point this out for some reason. But they don't just ask one question, they ask three questions. And they ask, what's going to happen toward the end of the world? But they ask three questions, and look what it says. Matthew 24, 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? That's one question. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? That's the second question. And of the end of the world? That's the third question. There are literally three questions asked. And the first one is, when shall these things be? What are the things he's talking about? They sound like things that are going to take place in the tribulation and maybe even a little bit right before then. But a lot of it is things that are going to take place in the tribulation and then when Jesus comes at Armageddon. Now, look what he says. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. In 2022, we heard of a man who came to Israel who said he's memorized the whole Torah in Hebrew. And he claims to be a very smart Jew. And many of these people in Israel are saying, we think he's the Christ. We think he's the Messiah. Well, he's just one of many, okay? He's not the first. There's going to be others coming. No, I'm the Christ. No, I'm the Christ. But do you realize that the Jews are looking forward to the Christ? I just heard the other day, a lady called me on the phone and told me that in Israel, they want to begin resuming animal sacrifices in Passover of 2023, this year. They're looking forward to doing that. Now, will they get to do it? I don't know. They've been talking about it for many years and wanting to do that. But what an interesting thing. Wow. Now we're going to see the tribulation coming soon because in the book of Revelation, someone comes in and steps in and says, nope, you can't sacrifice animals here anymore. Remember, the book of Revelation is future. So we're seeing all these things. But Jesus says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Okay? These are all things that are going to happen in the last days. You say, well, we're not in the tribulation yet. No, we're not. But it's going to be leading up to this. So we're on this side seeing it lead up to all these things. And we're starting to begin to see these because look what it says in verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So that's just the beginning. And in our world today, we're beginning to see some of these things. It's amazing. Shows me that the Bible is true. So they ask Jesus what's going to happen, and he answers with crisis. Well, there's going to be a lot of crises. And now we're seeing a new word coming into the English language, polycrisis, because we're living in a day and age of many, many crises. I don't want to prophesy because I'm not a prophet, but I do want to ask, what will we see in 2023? The first thing we might see, again, these are not things that I'm dogmatically saying we will see, but I'm asking, could we see these? And if so, are you prepared for it? Are you ready for these? The first thing I want to ask is, could we see war? Could we see war in 2023? You've got China here, you've got Taiwan here. China wants the island of Taiwan. They built themselves a bridge to go over, and they've been putting down any political unrest because Taiwan doesn't want to be part of China. And there's some sort of alliance between America and Taiwan. What if China takes over Taiwan? Now America is obliged to be in war against China. Could that happen in 2023? God forbid, I hope not. What about Russia? What about the Ukraine? What about what we're seeing back in 2022? Well, we're seeing a conflict there. Could there be a war? Some people say there already is one. Well, what about this? Ukraine wants to be let into NATO. And if Ukraine becomes part of NATO, then all of NATO, America included, is obliged to fight against Russia. There's World War III. Will we see World War III kick off in 2023? God forbid, I hope not. But I know my Bible, and I know that there's got to be a war before there can be peace. And I know that the Antichrist comes as a man of peace, and he tries to tell people, no, no, no more, no more, no more. And so, it's got to happen. The only question is when. Now, I don't want it to happen, but it's coming. Could we see it in 2023? If so, are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for what comes with that? Are you prepared for your sons and your daughters to go fight and die in a foreign land? I don't want to see that. Are you prepared for rationing? Are you prepared for higher taxes? Are you prepared for your cities to be destroyed by bombs? God forbid, I don't want that. I don't want to see that. But I'm a realist, and I'm looking at what's happening in the world, and I'm saying, man, it looks to me like that's going to happen. I don't want it. But are we going to see it? Well, are you prepared for it? Be prepared. How about an economic collapse? How about this great reset, they call it? There's a lot of people in this world, the higher ups, the elites, they call them, that don't want paper money. They want cryptocurrencies. They want a worldwide, globally controlled, if you will, globally controlled cryptocurrency. And so they're wanting that. What if we see an economic collapse with the currency that we do have? You see, America is printing money like it's going out of style by printing these bills. It's not really even money because it's a Federal Reserve note. It's actually a bankruptcy note, if you will. And so people are seeing this, and we're seeing them printing and printing and printing and printing more dollar bills. Have you ever looked at the Wehrmacht, I think it's called the Wehrmacht Republic of Germany? The Wehrmacht Republic, or Wehrmacht, or however you say it, what did they do? They began to print money and print money and print money and print money. And their dollars were worthless. Their marks, by the way, that's an interesting name, the mark. German marks. It got to the point where a bill was worthless and was worth so little, they had to take a whole wheelbarrow full of bills to go buy a piece of bread because they overprinted what they called money. That's a shame. I typed in the Bible, in my search engine, money fail. And it came up to Genesis 47:16 with Joseph. and how there were the seven good years and the seven bad years. Do you remember? Well, the seven good years, they were supposed to prepare for the seven bad years. Well, then came the seven bad years, and money failed, and most people were left with nothing. And the Bible talks about then they used cattle for money. How many people in the world today have cattle? Very few. Did you ever wonder what God sees as riches? In the Bible, the first man called rich in the Bible was Abraham. And it says he was rich in gold, silver, and cattle. So are you prepared? I just want to ask you a question. Do you have anything to barter with if there is an economic collapse? What if the dollar fails? What if your money fails? The European Union money, the euro fails? What if countries around the world, there's an economic collapse in all the different currencies and the bills are worthless? Do you have something to barter with, to trade with? Do you have perhaps precious metals? Do you have cattle? Do you have chickens? I mean, eggs are through the roof now. If you had maybe 15, 20 chickens, maybe you could sell some eggs or barter or trade. We're going to see soon, I don't know if it's in this year, inflation continue to rise. We're going to see, most likely, an economic collapse. I don't want to see that, but are you ready for it? One guy said, you know what the best thing to have if there's an economic collapse? I said, what's that? He said, toilet paper. I go, what? He said, man, just imagine money fails. Nobody has any money. Now you got to barter. What is something that people use every day? And what is something that people would be very angry if they couldn't get? I said, well, besides food, I guess maybe, oh, toilet paper. Because it doesn't feel good to wipe your rear end with a leaf. But some nice Charmin 2-ply is nice. So, man, I've known people that have stocked up on toilet paper and have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of toilet papers in their house. And they're expecting the economic collapse. And when it comes, that's going to be gold. Because you would trade a lot for a little thing of toilet paper. I mean, it sounds funny now, but just wait. Just wait till the economic collapse and you can't go to the store and buy things. And there's nothing coming into the stores. And even if it came into the store, you couldn't get it because money is worthless. What would you trade for just a little thing of toilet paper? Think about things like this. What about famine? Famine shows up 96 times in 84 verses. You see, these are all things that people have been through in past generations since the beginning of time. This is nothing new. You talk like this to an audience of Americans and you say, hey, this is probably going to come to America. And they go, oh, that'll never happen here. That's never happened before. And you're like, you ever study history? The only thing that men never learn from history is that men never learn from history. What do you mean that'll never come here? It's come here twice. There was the American Revolution. There was the Civil War. It's come here before, and it's been in every nation throughout history. There's been war, there's been economic collapse, there's been famine. Don't say that it can't happen. It can. The only question is this the year? I hope not. I hope not. But if it is, are you prepared? Do you have any food? The old days they used to can, and they would can food that would last for several years because they knew there was good times and bad times. And in the bad times, we have to have a little bit extra set aside to get through it. A lot of people in the world today, they don't have more than 30 days of food. What are you going to do if everything collapses? What are you going to do after 30 days when all your food's gone? Well, a lot of people, if you study what happens in a collapse, a lot of times they go to cannibalism. A lot of times they go next door and rob their neighbors. A lot of times they will then turn toward murder in order to steal from other people. These are all things I don't want to think about. I don't want people to do, but I do know human nature because the Bible tells us about human nature. The Bible gives us many, many, many stories in history of when bad times come. There's even some passages where it talks about they had nothing left to eat but dung. And they ate dung. There's some passages in the Old Testament where they ate their own children because they were so hungry. God forbid we should ever see something like that. But haven't we already started to see the shelves empty? I remember the thing last year where, oh, well, there's no more baby formula. And so that was empty. I've been going to the store shopping lately and begin to notice, wow, the things that used to be here and a bunch of them on this shelf, now it's just a little shelf over here. And used to be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 deep, now it's just 2 or 3 deep. I'm beginning to see, wow, it doesn't look like we're getting as much stuff as we did before. And so I'm looking at all this and I'm seeing all this and I'm going, huh, could it be worse? Could we see a full-fledged famine in America or around the world in 2023? How about storms? How about crazy weather? Remember a couple years ago in Texas when it got so, so cold? The power went out. There were some folks that died. How about hurricanes? You've all seen a couple years ago when this storm came to our house and went within 1 inch of coming downstairs into our house through the door. Never seen a storm that bad, except for, you know, my dad who saw Ivan and it went 3 feet. But before that, we'd lived there 30 some years. And the worst we ever saw was the water come up to the road in front of our house, not up to our house. The weather's getting crazy. Hurricanes, cold fronts, hail. Are you prepared for another natural disaster? They come, they happen. I don't want to see them, but they could come. Are you prepared for such? I hope we don't see that in 2023, but if we do, are you ready for it? That's the question. How about another pandemic? Worse than COVID. We went through 2 years of COVID. Could there be another one like that? Could we see another outbreak? Ebola, SARS, something worse. Recently, they began talking about Sears. Have you heard of Sears? No, not the old company, Sears Roebuck. This is Sears, S-E-E-R-S. And Sears stands for Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome, Sears, S-E-E-R-S, which I find very interesting because a seer in the Bible is a prophet. A lot of times in the Old Testament, when a man was a prophet, he was called a seer, S-E-E-R, because he saw the future, or sometimes he saw a vision of the future. So very interesting, to say the least. But could we see seers? Could we see some sort of respiratory virus? Could we see something that is so horrible that people literally begin to bleed out of every orifice? Are they going to try to mask us again? Are they going to try to lock us down again in 2023? Are we going through this again? God forbid. I hope not. But I want to ask you a question. What if it happens? Are you prepared? Did you learn anything from what came before? How about more lockdowns? What if they come in 2023? Are you prepared for that? Can we even afford that? We know people that went through that and they lost their businesses. We look at economies around the world, and many economies were destroyed in many ways by the lack of commerce from the lockdown. And so, would that be good to have another one of those? How about earthquakes? Are you ready for an earthquake? Someone sent me a chart of the earthquakes of the last couple thousand years. And it's clear as a bell on that chart that there have been more earthquakes in the last 20, 30, 40 years than almost all of the history of the last 2 or 3,000 years. Why are there more earthquakes now than there have been before? Well, either that's a great big coinkydink, a coincidence, or the Bible is true. And the beginning of sorrows, we're just about to get into that beginning, and we're starting to see it getting worse and worse and worse. How about this one? How about solar flares? Do you know what a solar flare is? Do you know what a solar flare could do? I remember listening last year in 2022, how scientists are saying, well, look at the sun and look, there's this solar thing here that could be a massive solar flare. Be prepared for that. Oh, what would that unleash? A lot. It would cause a lot of power to go out. Can you imagine living without power for, I don't know, days, weeks, months, perhaps years? But it could be so bad that the solar flares knock out power everywhere and we have to start again. What a thing. How about comets? How about meteors hitting the earth? Could this happen in 2023? I don't know. I'm just saying, could it? Yeah, anything can happen. And that's what's scary, but we shouldn't be scared. The Bible says God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. If we're saved, we shouldn't be scared, but we should also not be so naive to think that 2023 is going to be a walk in the park and it's all going to be good and nothing bad's going to happen. No, we're probably going to go through something else. And we need to learn how to mature. We need to learn how to help each other. We need to learn how to prepare for what's about to come. How about political unrest? Are you prepared for that? A lot of people in our country of America are a little put out with what we see the government doing and the open borders and people crossing and just the inflation and everything. And we're saying, hey, why is this? Now, I hope to God there's no riots. I'm not in favor of rioting. I believe in peaceful protests. But what if it gets worse in the political realm? Here's the new year, and we're already seeing, what have they voted, 6, 7 times already for Speaker of the House? And they can't even get one? The Bible says a house divided against itself shall not stand. And we are seeing the United States of America divided in political sides. To me, I see a uniparty. I see both sides pretending to be different, but they're all the same. That's what I see. But there are people who want to join a side, and I think the best thing is just lay aside the sides and just come together as Americans and not brag about I'm this or I'm this. That's divisive. And when we divide, we don't stand. I find that sad. But could that come? How about this one? Now, don't laugh. But could we see a zombie apocalypse begin in 2023? Oh, Breaker, ha ha ha, you're funny. Well, oftentimes Hollywood will put out programs in which they're programming, that's why it's called a program, people about things that are to come. I can't tell you how many videos I watched in YouTube and they said, wow, this old video 15, 20, 30 years ago, Hollywood made, we all thought that was silly and a joke and could never happen, and here it is today, and it's almost like we're living through that movie. Is that an accident? Or was that a program to program you to accept what's coming? There are a lot of people out there that think that Hollywood is a place where they program you to accept things. That could very well be. Do you know there's brain-eating bacteria out there? You know there's a certain kind of drug that when people take, it makes them want to bite others? How about this certain kind of a virus that affects the brain? The CDC had on their website a thing about zombies. And a lot of people were scratching their head going, well, what was that about? Why? I mean, we don't take that serious. There can never be a thing called zombies, or can there? Drug addicts, when they get high on drugs, it can affect their brain. And they can come at you on drugs and attack you and do things to you, almost like a zombie. I don't know too many policemen, but I've met some in my life, and I learned some things. I learned about firearms from policemen. And they told me, they said, well, the police, they use a .40 caliber. The Army uses a 9mm for war. That's called a parabellum for war. The police use a .40 caliber because they want to stop who's coming after them. But the federal government usually uses a .45 caliber. Now, .45 caliber is a man stopper. And you shoot somebody once with a .45, that'll pretty much lay them down. If you shoot somebody with a 9mm, it could take 2 or 3 shots. A 40mm would do pretty good, but a .45 is what you want if you want to stop the threat. And I've heard stories back in the 80s and 90s of people that were so hyped up on drugs that the police had to shoot them because they were rushing at them and they weren't in their right mind, and they were so full of adrenaline and hyped up on those drugs that they would come at them and I've heard stories of a policeman say, I pulled my gun and shot and I could see through the guy, and yet he kept coming. That's scary. And so that's why a lot of police officers, they want a .45, or at least the officers in the federal government, because a .45 would stop. But can you imagine being so on drugs that you could literally shoot through somebody to the fact that there's a hole in them and you can see through the hole and they keep coming? Drugs are scary. And there are many, many, many drugs coming into America through our open border, and fentanyl is one of them. And I don't know what they do to people, but I know that when you do drugs, it can sure make you into somebody that you weren't before. And it can sure make you into, I'll just say, a zombie-like person, someone that's not acting in their own discretion. It's those have taken over and are making them do things that they normally wouldn't do. That's scary. Could there be a zombie apocalypse? Could there be The Walking Dead, which is a Hollywood film, or not film, but I guess it's a TV show or something like that. Is that made by Hollywood just as entertainment, or is that a training film? Is that programming people to accept what's coming? You got to wonder. You got to wonder about that. You say, well, Breaker, are there zombies in the Bible? Well, there's a passage in Revelation where there's people who want to die for something like 5 months, but they can't. What is that? I don't know. That sounds weird. I've always wondered about that. I've got a YouTube video entitled Zombies in the Bible. I think you'll get a kick out of that if you watch that. But what if we actually began to see stuff like this in 2023? I don't know. But right now, what are you thinking? Oh, that's ridiculous. That could never happen. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. All right? Go back about 2 or 3 years ago. If someone told you 2 or 3 years ago what would happen over the next 2 or 3 years, you're probably the same person that would have said, oh, that's ridiculous, that would never happen, and yet it happened, right? I'm looking at the Bible and I'm looking at the world and I'm like, dude, anything can happen. I wouldn't put it past anything taking place because I'm preparing for anything. Because the world is a crazy place and it usually ends up being worse than I could ever imagine the way things are going. That's why I need God in the Bible. How about this? Don't laugh. How about this? What about UFOs? What if we saw UFOs show up in 2023 and some sort of spaceship and some guy get out and say, hello, I am here from my world to talk to you, take me to your leader, you know, that kind of thing. A lot of Hollywood in the 50s and 60s and, well, Star Wars, even 70s and Star Trek. It seems like 50, 60, 70 years we've been programmed to believe that there's aliens and UFOs. Well, a lot of people say, well, we don't take that seriously. So they've taken the word UFO and they've changed it to UAP. Have you noticed that lately? They don't want to use UFO anymore because people discredit that, so they say UAP. All right, UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object. Now they're calling it an Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP. I don't know why they changed their terms, but they do. Do you think that they could show up? It's been all over the news, and they show pictures of these craft that move, and they say, well, according to physics, a craft shouldn't move like that, so we don't know. Why are they suddenly coming out, the government, and they've even declassified many of the files of UFOs and things like that? Are they preparing us to accept something? That's my question. You say, well, Breaker, do you believe in UFOs? You know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, if you said, I believe in UFOs, many Christians would go, ha, 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 you don't know what you're talking about. Ah, there's no such thing as UFOs. Well, I've always believed that there is such a thing as a UFO. But I believe that they're found in the Bible. And I believe that according to the Bible, UFOs are demonic in nature. I believe that UFOs have to do with fallen angels and demons. See, before they said, well, you can't be a Christian and believe in UFOs. But you can be a Christian and believe in fallen angels and demonic beings. And the Bible tells us that there's spiritual wickedness in high places. So to me, these UFOs, these UAPs, they're not with our best interest in heart. And if they show up and when they show up, because I believe they're coming back, they're not going to come and try to help us. They're here to hurt us. Now, they might lie and say, we are here to help you. You know, and listen to us, and we'll, but who are they really? They're demonic. They're diabolical. They're of Satan, not of God. So I want you all to understand that. Could it be that they come? Now you say, well, where's UFOs in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. Zechariah chapter 5. There actually are in the Bible some UAPs. Zechariah chapter 5, or UFOs. Zechariah chapter 5, look what it says here, verse 1 through 3. Then I turned and lifted mine eyes and looked, and I behold a flying roll. And he said to me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll, the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth over the face of the whole earth. Huh. So it's an unidentified flying object, or an unidentified aerial phenomena, and it's going over the whole earth, and it's a curse. So if UFOs show up tomorrow, as a Christian, I'm not going to accept them as benevolent here to help us. I'm looking at them as, man, there's something here to curse us. They're probably from the devil. They're probably fallen angels or demons. Look a little farther down in verse 5. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, it is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance throughout all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. Okay? And he said, this is wickedness. Now you could read all the way down there to verse 11. It tells you it's something to do with the two women with wings. Almost sounds like, I don't know, fallen angels. But it says this is wickedness. So in the Bible, the UFOs, if you will, or the UAPs, they are said to be cursed and that they're wicked. I don't think there's any good aliens from outer space. I think if they show up, you better be scared. So what could happen in 2023? Well, it could be the best year of our lives and everything good, or it could continue to be downhill spiral like it seems like the last 2 years or 3 years were, and it could be getting worse and worse. And I want to know, are you ready? What could happen in 2023? Hopefully, the rapture. Would that be great? I don't see how it could go much longer. 2033 would be 2,000 years from when Jesus died. Well, in Hosea chapter 6, God tells Israel after 2 days, he'll go back to dealing with them. Well, the day with the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years one day, like it says in 2 Peter 3:8, then that would be God saying, hey, after 2,000 years, I'll go back to dealing with Israel. So if Jesus comes back after 2,000 years and sits on the throne in Jerusalem, then you got to subtract 7 for the tribulation, the last week of Daniel's 70th week. 2033 minus 7, what is that? 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. That's 2026. So is the rapture in 2026? Well, some people say, well, no, the calendar's off 4 years. All right, that would take us back to 2022. Well, it didn't happen last year. Some people say, well, no, it's 3 years the calendar's off. Well, then that would be 2023. Other people say, no, 2 years the calendar's off. Okay, 2024. I don't see us here much longer. It can't go past 2026, can it? If we're interpreting that right and we're reading that right. I see everything necessary for the Lord to come back. And it's all falling in place exactly like the Bible says. And the Jews wanting to rebuild their temple and want to do their sacrifices in Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu is back in power again in Israel. And all these things coming to pass, I don't see how it can be much longer before Jesus Christ returns. So could the rapture be in 2023? I think so. It's very possible. The question is, are you saved? Are you prepared spiritually? You have to get saved to go. If you're not saved, you won't go. So I come to you today and I kind of remind you of what's going on in the world today, and I ask, are you ready? Are you ready for what's coming? The best way to be ready for 2023 is to get saved. Now, are you saved? Have you come to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says this. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's 2023. If you're not saved yet, why not? What are you waiting for? You waiting for it to get better, are you? I don't know if that'll happen. Seems like it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I also want to be able to say, And I hate to be the guy, you know, that says, I told you so. But I don't want you to blame me and say, well, I never heard. Nobody ever warned me about what's coming. I want to be able to say, hey, I warned you. I cared enough about you to tell you, hey, I love you and I want to see you prepared. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's a good time to get saved. I've got many YouTube videos on how to be saved, what the gospel is, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, how to be saved through the blood atonement of Christ, faith in the blood, Romans 3, 25. Let me close with this. I got this email today. The last month went by so fast of 2022, it just went psh. And before I knew it, I was 3 weeks behind in emails. I've been spending the last several days, 10, 15 hours a day, going through trying to catch up on all my emails. I am so behind. That went by so fast, 2022. Now we're in 2023, and I got this email from a person. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna finish up my video with this. Hi, Robert. It's Titus 2:13 Airlines. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, looking up for the rapture. Hi, Robert. It's Titus 2:13 Airlines. I'm so-and-so, your flight attendant. Welcome to flight 2023. Here we are in 2023. We are prepared to take off into January. Please make sure your attitudes and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. I like that. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude under pressure during the flight? Reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist your other passengers. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. The captain, Jesus Christ, God, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination, greatness. Take your seat before things get crazier and have a happy January to you and yours. Thought that was interesting. We're about to take flight into a new year. Who's your pilot? Who's your faith in? Who are you trusting in to get us through this year? I'm trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'm looking up. And no matter what comes in this year, my head is in this book. My faith is in Jesus. And I know that no matter what takes place, how good or how bad, it's all going to be okay in the end, because I'm on my way to heaven when I die. Are you saved? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved and on your way to heaven? If not, today is the day. Behold, today is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day, or today is the day of salvation. Come to Jesus Christ and be saved. If you are saved, why not go out and tell others? Why not make 2023 the year that you get on fire for God and you pass out tracts and you share the gospel with everyone you know? Couldn't hurt. In fact, it could only help. Someone told me one time, they said, Brother Baker, be the change that you want in this world. I say, that's pretty good. You know what I want? I want respect and charity and grace and love and meekness and kindness and truth. So I'm going to try to be that and speak the word in truth, because I'm so tired of what the world has become. So get out there and tell people the truth and warn them of the evil that's coming, but also share the gospel of salvation and tell them, prepare. Come to Jesus and prepare for what comes after death. Prepare by accepting Him as your Savior. Trust the blood for salvation. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time, Lord willing. Next week I have planned a really good sermon, Walking Out in the Woods. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.